Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many things, wonderful things to say and share with his people. And he will help us grow in every way of life. And as the Holy Spirit attempts to share his love and his life with his people, Satan does not slack about interference. He sets up things to be interference. He can use the way you think against you, the way you think things should be. But the Word of God works. And as we receive it and act on it, our life is working now. And he'll try to point out what it doesn't look like it's working. Sometimes people expect things to move along faster. But the things of God move along at the pace that it moves along. Some things eliminate would-be problems. The problem is eliminated and you really may not know it. When you're not sowing seeds of discord, there's no discord. So it can look like nothing happened. But you weren't sowing seeds of discord. And things are normal. Things, you didn't provoke anybody. You didn't hurt anybody. You didn't cause a problem. So the problem was, it never got a chance. Because you were living according to the wisdom and love of God. And I've seen some interesting things since I've been a Christian, since I've been in ministry. Sometimes there are people out there, they don't do anything. They live according to the word. They're content in their life. And that's good. Godliness with contentment is great gain. And some people, they just happy they love Jesus. They glad they have hope. They don't have any worries. They don't have any complaints. And they don't have any miseries. And they keep doing the things that's making their life float. They keep doing the things that make their life a wonderful life. And they're surround themselves with people just doing the same thing. And they raise their children. And their children catch on and they do the same thing. Their interference will usually come from the outside. People that's jealous of them. They move in a nice neighborhood. Well, there are evil people live in nice neighborhoods. And to the pure, everybody's pure, but that's not the way it really is. To the froward, everybody seems froward. So the enemy will try to find an attack point. People that are not saved and they don't have God's, they're not trying to learn God's word or his will. And they go to the high schools and there are people that's trying to do other things. And the enemy will use people to lure your children just like a pack of grass-eating animals. The predator will try to find the weakest one to capture and eat. Lions don't go after the bison, the male. They go after the little calf. They know not to go after the big males. They don't want to get killed. They can't kill everything. They don't want to get stuck with antlers. The enemy is no different. And God gives us these examples for a reason. The attack points is usually where you're not looking. Wise parents pray over their children. Now, your life is working because you love God. You're content in him. You're complete in him. And you're operating according to the word. You're learning and growing and blessing. It's wonderful. Heaven on earth, like it's supposed to be. But if you follow the Holy Spirit, you learn to think like the enemy too. You learn to counter what the enemy can do. And the wisest Christians, they love God dearly and they continue to walk in love. And they're wise, but they're wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. They're not after anybody, but they watch and they pray. And I met some good pastors that watch. They watch for the soul. They diligently watch over the flock that that God has given them to oversee. Pastors are there to help you grow. And they watch. They warn the girls in the church to what they share with them what to watch out for. Don't let a man come in and take advantage of them. And they warn their flock. They're not passive. But the enemy is trying to find a way in. And people that are raised in a good home, they don't have worldly problems. They have good example. The enemy try to tempt them to experiment. And people that are miserable, he try to make them feel like they're missing something when they're around people that from broken homes and problems. And then there are those from broken homes, they wish they could live in a good home. They long to have good parents. And they love God's word. And when they become parents, they protect their children. They know what the enemy can do out there. But some people they've never been challenged. Or they've been barely challenged because they live in a fortress. Their life is in a fortress. Some people live in a gated community. And they go to church and they do what's right. The darkness just can't get to them. So they, you know, the enemy's trying to figure out how do I get interference to them. He tried to bring corrupt people to their circle. They go to the baseball game with their children. And then there are people who, you know, a few months ago, I talked about how worlds collide. Now, this is one planet. I'm not talking about different planets. I'm talking about different worlds. People flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. People are the same way. People, they cling to people of like, that think alike, that think like them. Educated people. They like to make friends with educated people. People, they group together according to age, status, religious backgrounds, traditional backgrounds, family backgrounds, the neighborhood, the side of town, sports. And see, there are arenas where worlds collide, such as church, a bar and grill, you know, a sports bar and grill, then the children's after, you know, school sports activities, you know, the son's baseball game, football game, basketball game, the daughter's cheerleading, you know, the band competitions. That's where worlds collide. People, they go there, and all people from other worlds go there. People from other groups are there. And the enemy's trying to breed interference. Now, I've been dealing with outside natural interference. Now, let's focus more on satanic interference when it comes to you receiving God's word. And I stated in the last few broadcasts how the things that you learn and understand and believe, that's not according to God's word, his rightly divided word. It may be a scripture misinterpreted, but that would be interference against you learning more. Wrong knowledge will be interference against true knowledge. Wrong methods can be interference against receiving correct methods. What you've been taught before, if it's wrong, it can interfere with how you learn more truth in a particular area. The word faith. Some people think faith is the type of the label Christian you are. I'm of the Baptist faith, or the Methodist faith, or the Holiness faith, or the Pentecostal faith. They look at faith as a persuasion. But faith is the true meaning of faith is a definer. It's after you've received God's word and you believe it, that's where faith comes from. Faith is the verb form of trust. You take God's word literal. You believe his word and you act on it. When you act on it or speak it, that's faith. At the Passover, the Jews had to put blood on the lintels and the doorposts of their homes. And the angel of death would pass over them. And they were released from Egypt because of it. Because the firstborn in every house in Egypt and every animal died. Even the Egyptians could have put blood on the lintels and doorposts of their homes. And if they did, they were passed over too. And some of the Egyptians left with the Hebrews, the Jewish people, when they left. The tribes of Israel, when they left in the Exodus. Now, if they said, well, I believe that what Moses said is true and didn't put the blood of the lamb, of the sacrificial lamb, on the lintels and doorposts of their homes and eat the Passover. If they didn't do those things, and they believed him, but they didn't do anything, then they were not in faith. They didn't act on it. Faith is active. Faith without works is dead. The demons believe and tremble, but we act on the word of God. That's faith. Faith is a definer. When you act on God's word, when you speak God's word on purpose for a particular thing or to create a specific condition, faith is what defines or redefines what you want in life. A man is sick. That's a fact that he's sick. The facts on the ground, the facts in his body, he is sick. But he say, no, I'm healed. Because by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And he claims healing. He speaks life to his body and changes the facts in his body. He redefines himself from being sick to healed. He was literally sick, and now he is literally healed. He's redefined. Henry Groover's son had a creative miracle in the eye doctor's office. The doctor saw that the eye was being reformed. The retina was attached and it was growing cells. She never seen anything like it. It was way out of the realm of the textbook. But the Lord did a creative miracle and she saw it happen. The eye was destroyed. And then the Lord began to reconstruct the eye the night before. His son could see. Now, this is on YouTube. He talked about it. And the child went to sleep and woke up, went to the doctor's office. The doctor didn't believe that the injury was so recent. Why? Because faith. He believed for his eye. And we have to, the enemy don't want you to be skilled in the things of God. He wants you to misinterpret, misunderstand, lack knowledge, so that the lack of knowledge would be interference against you growing in the wonderful and loving things of God. And the interference that the enemy uses is he's desperately trying to do this. So his interference is a desperate attempt to keep you from growing like you possibly can. That's why when you look to the Lord, when you worship Him and go in His presence, you'll be clued in on things that you can actually do to solve the problem. Now, when I sought the Lord about things, He helped me solve it from the bottom up. He helped me kill the root problem. That's why when things aren't moving along like they should, I ask questions. Now, David did the same thing. When the problems happened in his kingdom, when the drought came, he said, "Lord, what's going on? Why is this drought?" And then the Lord showed him that Saul broke a covenant with the Gibeonites. And he asked the Lord for wisdom, and he did the wisdom. He delivered the descendants of Saul into the hands of the Gibeonites because they broke covenant with him. And then they got rain again. They had crops again. When things are going wrong and they shouldn't be, you're doing all you know and there's interference. Kill the interference. If you don't know what to do, sometimes I don't know what to do, but I'm going to find out. I believe God for the answer and I always get it. That's following God. Now, how am I going to do God's will? What am I going to do? It's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So I seek the Lord. I ask Him what He wants. I don't try to get God on board with my agenda because I don't have one. Now, I learned this. I didn't traditionalize my ministry because I knew I didn't know what I was doing in the first place. And then I found out another little secret. Nobody knows what they're doing until they spend time with Jesus. How can you represent somebody you don't know? And if you read about Him, anybody can read the Word and preach just the Word. But to know Him, you have to spend time with Him to know Him. And if you're called to a ministry, He called you for a purpose to fulfill and do a specific purpose. And a man can't know that on his own. And it's not something you can learn. Seminary and Bible schools they're available to help you learn things that people have taken time to learn. But how are you going to govern your ministry and do what God said do? You have to get that from Him. And everybody who decides to just do it, to wing it and do it the way that they want to do it, they never hit the mark. But those that yield to the Holy Spirit and obey Him, they do things in a greater way. And they do things without interference. And they live a better life. They do things much better. And that's what I desire to see happen in the lives of everybody. That's why I'm so adamant about following God. That was my assignment. That's what the Lord gave me to do. He told me to let not my people lack knowledge. And He said the biggest problem in the church is His people don't follow Him. So much of my message is concerning following God and the beauty of it and what happens when you obey Him and what happens when you focus on the Lord. And when you focus on the Lord, you learn things you can't learn any other way. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but these are the facts. But I found out that when you receive God's word on any level, it equips you to operate in greater ways. And you learn things that you can't learn any other way. You learn things that you don't expect to learn because you're on board with the Lord. You're seeking His face. You're learning. You come to an understanding. And every time I've done that, I found out that I was in control all along. I'm not subject to Satan. I'm not subject to the world system. There were times that I looked at how things were going, and it frustrated me. But I found out, as I seek the Lord, my problems are solved. And I didn't need the arm of man like I once thought I did. When I learned about authority, I found out that I'm not defenseless. I got weapons. And the weapons of our war are not carnal, and they're greater. We can pull down strongholds. We can stop the war that already started. And never leave out the comfort of our home. You can take authority over any situation in the world. And you don't hear that over the pulpit because people don't believe it that way. They read the authority scriptures, but they read it with a limitation. They don't mean to, but they do. I do. I read the word with a limitation sometimes. But I found out, and I've got new revelation to me, that it's not new revelation, but it's new to me, that there is no limit. And God don't put a cap on what you believe. If you can measure God's word as big as you want to, but the interference comes to keep you from doing that. The enemy is always trying to find a way to mess everything up, keep you weak. He can't stop you once you're started, but he'll sure try to keep you from learning about what it is you can do. He try to use any kind of distraction. If he can't get you to be emotionally distracted from within, he'll try to use the weakest person in your life to distract you. A depressed person. A miserable person. Christians that won't study the word, he'll harass them and drive them into depression so that they'll be activated to distract you. But I decided something. I said, I'm not going to let people distract me anymore. If they want to play weak, if they want to be weak, that's their business. I'm going to do what God said do. Whether anybody I love do it or not. And I just took that position. I love them. I will bless them in every way I can. But I'm not going to allow their interference to interfere with what I'm doing for God. I enjoy the Lord my God, and I'm going to keep enjoying the Lord my God. And I'm not going to let the devil or any person cause me to back away. If they want to be weak and frustrated and live that way and let the devil take over their life, I'm not going to change or budge. The preachers that preach wrong knowledge, I love them all. But as I learn better, I will do better. If they don't want to grow up, if they don't want to learn, if they don't want to go forward, that's their business. I'm not their Holy Ghost. I got my own race to run. I will do everything in my power to help them go forward. But I'm not going to let them be an interference to me. Now, when people are lazy and decide not to work, I understand that they're going to be a problem. And they're going to run into it. They won't work. They won't do what they're supposed to do. And they're going to come to me, and I'm not going to help them because they chose not to work. But the brother that's doing what he's supposed to, and something happened that's out of his control, if he needs me, I'll help him. If his house burned down, I'll help him. But when people are just, when they decide to be sorry, the enemy's preparing them to interfere with me, and I'm not going to let them do it. And you have to think warfare. The enemy is out there working, trying to get people interfere with their life. If they won't do what they're supposed to do, they're going to have to solve their own problem or pray and ask the Lord to do it. I'm not God. And I learned these principles from him. I love all of God's people, and I want to see everybody tremendously blessed. But those who follow the world, they're going to have worldly problems. I don't want them to. God don't want them to. But that's what they chose. I want to see the people of God be blessed. And I want to see them honorable. The enemy seeks to aggravate our lives with interference to distract us. The easiest time for you to grow is when everything is going well. Don't get distracted by the good days. Anything can be a distraction. So it's all easy. The thing is, receiving God's word is key, because that's where your faith comes from. Now, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. If you keep hearing and hearing God's word, eventually you'll start receiving it, because your mind is full of interference because it learned the ways of this world. Anybody disciplined enough to continually hear God's word will eventually have faith. And you got to start somewhere. Now, the Lord told Joshua in the first chapter, I think it's Joshua 1 and 8, he told him to continue to study his word day and night, that he may do all, he may seek to do it all, that he may have good success. The reason reception of the word is where your faith comes from, and it gives you abilities that you already have. But everything of God, you know, we operate the kingdom of God by our faith. They're your thing. The weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they're mighty to pull down strongholds, they're already ours. It's in the grace. That's why God told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. The healing that you need. So many people are going to go to the Lord and ask him why he didn't heal them. He did heal them. They got to believe it. Somebody's got to believe it for God to legally manifest healing in their bodies. It's already theirs. A healthy study of the word will expose the fact that you're already healed. But the interference that Satan sends suggests that you're not. And it doesn't look like you're healed. It doesn't feel like you're healed. And if you believe that over God's word, you won't be. Healing won't be manifested in your body. You won't change the facts that are there. But to those that receive God's word, they're going to get off that deathbed. The interference can affect your will. Some people hurt so bad, they can't see themselves going forward, and they just want to die. But some people have fight in them. Now, some people, they never have studied the word, but all of a sudden they want to live, and they fight and they resist it, and they pray, and they get healed. Or they get an extended life. Receiving God's word is very important. The way we receive it, the way we measure it, it'll be measured back to us. Some people measure it small. And it's measured, they get it back in the measure they measure it. And it's according to the power that works in us. And the power that works in us is the sum, S-U-M, just like a math equation, the sum of what you believe. If you believe interference and the word of God, that's the strength of your faith. And the more you believe God's word, you'll begin to see the interference for what it is. And you'll walk in God's word and you'll conquer and you'll win. And you trust God more. And so does the process continue. And I don't want God's people to suffer with unnecessary interference. I love to see them conquer the interference and take God at his word and go forward and live like Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He began it and he'll help us master it in our life. You can always conquer the interference. I love that about God. He helped me win so many times. And it never looked like I'd win. But I won anyway. And I had abilities I didn't know I had, and I already had them. And there's still abilities I don't know I have, which I already have. All that will be exposed as I live, continue to receive in God, his not only the written word, but the spoken word. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And by the spoken word, I mean the word that the Holy Spirit reveals to me by the Holy Spirit and by the Holy Spirit in others. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.